Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg and I'm here with Empowered Mama, going to talk to you today about Chiropractic for Babies 101. Have you had your baby adjusted or seen by a chiropractor? I know, most of the time this topic is taboo for families and I always wonder why. Did you get a back injury at work ever, or have you ever been in an automobile accident? Who do you turn to? The chiropractor. You want to make sure that your spine gets checked. You want to make sure that everything is okay. Your spine is your lifeline. You want it to be in its best shape. Then why are you limiting your babies from getting the proper checkup after birth? Birth is trauma and they need to be checked. I recall one of the instructors of the pediatric seminars that I attended to put up a video of a Huggies commercial. And my first thoughts were, aw, babies, they're crawling like a crab or scooting all the way to the other side. But then the instructor stopped it and asked, what's wrong with this picture? And the kids who were trying to scoot their way across the floor had a hard time. They weren't using the cross crawl pattern, which is essential for babies to learn, to develop the proper neurological patterns, because it will affect them later on. It doesn't matter how it will show up, but it will show up, and then you'll be wondering why or how and what do I do? So these babies, they look like they were struggling versus the kids who crawled on all fours to the other side of the room. And the crawlers were happy and smiling. And the Huggies commercial said, it doesn't matter how you get across the room. Wrong. It does matter. It's not okay for a kid to skip crawling on their fours because that is how their brain gets wired. So many of the times parents will say, well, I had an early walker. No, I'd rather have you have a late walker, but an awesome crawler, because the cross crawl pattern is crucial in building the bridge between the right and left hemispheres. Chiropractic is essential for babies and their development, rebooting the nervous system and connecting the missing pieces. So I'm going to go over with you 5 commonly asked questions and answers for why your little one should be seen by a chiropractor. Number 1, why should I get my newborn baby adjusted? Like Dr. Jennifer Florine writes in her book, How to Have Well-Adjusted Babies, birth can be a sprain in the neck. You know those days that you just wake up and have that pain in your neck and scream, ugh, why did I sleep that way? I'm sure most people have experienced that type of pain, that aching that ruined your whole day because you just slept in the wrong position last night. What if you slept in that position for 9 months? 9 months. Just think of it. A baby is restricted for 9 months in the uterus. If the mom has pelvic misalignment, then it increases in utero constraint further. That's during pregnancy. How about the delivery process? So this is exactly why I encourage my moms to get adjusted prenatally, because it matters. So getting your newborn adjusted will help ensure that from the very beginning, infants can function to their full potential. You want to give your child the right start at life. Number 2, chiropractors twist and crack your neck. I'm afraid for my baby. Well, the good news, there is no twisting, cracking, or popping. And you definitely want to see a chiropractor that specializes in pediatrics, that has gone through additional training. I have gone through the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association training. I have done all of their modules. And I know how to adjust babies. So if you go on icpaforkids.org, there's a window where you can find a button that says find practitioner near me. You enter your zip code and it'll pop out. For those prenatal moms, you want a Webster certified chiropractor. So you also can do the same thing and make sure that below their name it says Webster certified. So adjustments for babies are very light and commonly felt like a light touch. Very, very light. Babies don't need much. They don't have all the chronic issues that we as adults have. The adjustment is usually done by a light two-finger tip contact. And other tools such as a drop headpiece or an activator can be used as well and are very, very gentle forms of adjustment. And I can tell you that my son was adjusted about 2 weeks old, and my daughter was adjusted 2 hours old. So both of my kids are Cairo babies, have been adjusted since birth, and very, very essential. And I can tell you that my son, he knows when he needs to get adjusted. The other day he was like, "Mom, I need to get adjusted." We were at home and I was like, "I don't have a table, you know?" But he said, "I can't run so fast like I used to. And I need that adjustment." So, you know, kids know. And you want to make sure that you're giving them the ability to grow healthy and strong, because it's harder to fix damaged adults. It just is. So number three, once my baby starts going to the chiropractor, they won't stop. We'll have to keep coming back. And this is not true. Most chiropractors want your little one to be well. The less visits, the better. Depending on the issues, it may take a couple of visits to help manage the underlying problem. But as soon as the baby is better, it is not necessary to come back every week. So for my acute patients, yes, I might have to see you more often. But as soon as you're a wellness patient, you don't have to keep coming back in. And for kids, you know, if they're a wellness patient, they can come in once a month, get checked and see how they're doing. They don't have to keep coming back. If it's more of an acute baby, this baby has been colicky or this baby has had a torticollis, you know, I would want to see them once a week just to get checked. Doesn't mean that they have to get an adjustment, just needs to get checked. But it depends on the baby, depends on the individual scenario, and on the treatment plan. So it's great to also get checked, just to make sure that proper development of the spine can create a brighter future for your child. Number four, so chiropractors just adjust the baby and that's it. This is not true. Chiropractors specializing in pediatric care will assess your baby by checking their neurological reflexes to make sure they are properly developing, as well as they're checking their spine. So neurological reflexes, you might have heard the most common one, Babinski, is very important to check, because some infants, as they grow, these reflexes diminish and some leave. So you don't want to have all these reflexes that, you know, like the Moro reflex. Some of them have to disappear. And if they aren't, and if they are retained, there's some certain exercises that a chiropractor specializing in pediatrics can prescribe to make sure that your child is functioning properly. And so number five, should I only take my baby to the chiropractor when something's wrong? Your baby may not be showing symptoms of discomfort. By taking them to the chiropractor is a great first step to ensure a healthy future. According to Dr. Florney, it's important to note that 65% of neurological development, so that's the development of the brain and the nervous system, occurs in your child's first year. So you want to make sure in that first year your child gets checked. You know, some moms say, "Oh, I have such a fussy baby," or, you know, the witch hour, or things like, "Oh, my baby has colic or reflux." And, you know, these are so common, but they are not normal. Please get your babies checked. A fussy, screaming baby is not a normal thing. The baby's indicating that something is wrong and something is going on. Some babies and children respond great to treatment of chiropractic, and you know, you will see these conditions get lessened, such as colic, breastfeeding difficulties, ear infection, torticollis, plagiocephaly, things like that can just give your child a better start to development and make sure that they're properly developing. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer. You can email me at drcassenia@empoweredmamachiropractic.com. Or you can visit the website at www.empoweredmamachiropractic.com. Thank you so much, and I look forward to chatting more.